The Law of Life, Karma. This is Barry Long speaking. Unless you are prepared to be more responsible for your life than most of the Earth's population, it may be unwise for you to listen to this tape. Either it will be meaningless to you, or your life will start to change for better or for worse. The change, if not for better, should only be temporary. But you will know why it has happened and how to correct it, which is more than most people ever know or learn. I am going to be speaking about the mystery of life or the secret of living, which then will be neither a secret nor a mystery to you. The price of such knowledge, such real knowledge, is responsibility. The point is that whatever happens in your life after you hear what I'm going to say, it will be you who is responsible for it, not Barry Long, not this recording or any other person or event outside yourself. Why will be clearly stated. But by then it will be too late to change your mind. You won't be able to back out, to go back to where you are now. You won't be quite the same person again. You will already be more responsible for your life than ever before. You will know what living is about. You will understand what you have to do. You will know how to do it. And you will know what to expect and whom to blame if you don't. Are you being true in your life? Really being true? True to yourself? Are you living with someone who makes you unhappy? Are you keeping someone who uses you and doesn't love you? Do you dislike or hate your job? Do you long for love, but are no longer vulnerable to love because you're frightened of being hurt? Do you ache to be free? Are you living with a partner you don't love and making the best of it for the sake of comfort, convenience, or the children? Are you putting up with whatever is depressing your joy of life because you're afraid or scared of change? If the answer is yes to any of those questions, you are not being true. You're not being true to yourself, to life. And even if things do change, you won't be happy for long. Everyone is trying to be true in their way, true to somebody, an idea or something. And it doesn't work. All it does is lead you to not being true to yourself. And that is unhappiness. Why doesn't it work? Why can't it work? Because it's impossible to be true to anyone or anything until you are true to yourself. Then you are true to everyone and all things, and your problems begin to disappear. Isn't that the most extraordinary thing you've ever had put to you as a practical possibility? I'll repeat it. When you are true to yourself, the problems in your life start to vanish. To be true, you have to discover and start to live under the law of life, sometimes called the law of karma. The world knows very little about this law and understands it less. The reason is that it's a conscious law, the conscious law, in fact the one and only real law. It governs full-time the lives of the relatively few conscious, responsible individuals on the planet. And it is available at any time to help those who are prepared and already endeavoring to become more conscious and responsible in their lives. The karmic law is practically unknown in the world because it applies or functions only in the present, now, without reference to the past. The world's laws, on the other hand, are unconscious laws, and so are all the moral codes and commandments that men and women impose on themselves and each other, or try to live by. Such unconscious laws are laws founded on the past, past experience. They depend wholly on evidence or rules of the past to establish who is guilty or not guilty in the present. As it is impossible for anything in the past to be true in the present, unconscious laws are only relatively true, approximately true, and they result in compromise. Compromise is trying to make the best of things in the present circumstances. The effect of these laws is to cause conflict in the person, at best the conflict of conscience, and in the world, division and discord which we see all around us. Such unconscious laws arise from unconscious thinking. Unconscious thinking is thinking based on good and bad and right and wrong. Good and bad, or right and wrong, are the world's two fundamental unconscious notions. Almost without exception, unconscious laws and beliefs govern the lives of the entire population of the Earth, the 5 billion persons who independently and collectively demonstrate by their daily lives that they are not yet able to be responsible for their destiny as the people of this planet or for themselves. If you are unhappy with your life, you are avoiding responsibility for it. You are unconscious. You are obligated or considering something or someone and are not being true to yourself, to life.